Siddur Snippet Series is sponsored by Dr. Renee and Jack Nussbaum for Refuah Shleima of Ochol Yisrael, and in the merit that all those looking for a Shidduch find their Basher. Tonight we will conclude, monumental night, we're going to conclude the first bracha of Birchos Kriyashma. We're up to Or Chadash Atzion Ta'ir V'Nizkechu Lanu Meira Lioro. The conclusion of that first bracha is Or Chadash. We long for and we ask for a new light, Tzion Ta'ir, to shine where specifically? Over Tzion. What is Tzion? Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, Arabayis, Beis HaMikdash. V'nizke, we should merit chulanu, all of us, Mehera Laoro, to soon be worthy of the light. What is all this talk about, the light? What light are we talking about? What light are we longing for? Why only over Tzion? What does it mean? So if you'll notice, the word or, in some form, ora, appears no less than 5 times in this paragraph. In this closing paragraph of the first bracha of Birchos Krishma, it appears 5 times in this sentence alone. Or and Mehera Le'oro are twice. The commentaries point out that the 5 times is a reference, an allusion to, correct, the Chumash, the 5 books of the Torah, which is why it continues, Or Chadash Atzion Ta'ir, because we know, where does Torah emanate from? From where does Torah shine forth to the world? Ki mitzion teitze sora. From Tzion comes forth Torah. That's Or Chadash al Tzion Ta'ir. May the Chumash, may the learning, may the Torah, may the model of a Torah life and Torah learning be so intense in Tzion, in the heart of the Jewish people, that from there it shines and illuminates the entire world. The Medrash Shocher Tov quotes Amar Rabbi Levi. Levi teaches that all brachos, all blessing, and all nechamos, and all tovos, all comfort and consolation, all good that comes from Hashem, it first comes into the world through Tzion, through Israel, and from there, through Israel, it spread and goes to the rest of the world. Rav Steinman Zatzal writes in his Sefer Yamala Piti Lasecha on the Siddur, that that's what we mean when we say, Or Chadash al Tzion Ta'ir, V'nizkech Kulonu Meir Le'oro. Whatever good is going to come into the world, the window into the world, the access to the world for that good comes through the Holy Land of Israel. So therefore we long and we ask, Or Chadash al Tzion Ta'ir. May vaccines come through Israel. May prosperity come through Israel. May spirituality, may good health, may prosperity in every sense come through Tzion, and from Tzion may it spread to the world. So al Tzion Ta'ir. And then, v'nizkeh kulanu, wherever we are, and throughout the world, first it comes, says the Medrash Shocher Tov, to Tzion, and from Tzion, it is then spread to the rest of the world. The Rokeach says it's a different or. The or we're talking about here are not brachos and nechamos, but this is a reference to one of the first Rashis on the Torah, Bereishis Perek Aleph Pasuk Beis, where Rashi there teaches, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bereishis Bara Elokim, Sashamayim V'Sa'aretz, he creates the light. And the Rashi there says, there is an or ganuz. There's a hidden light. There's a light so intense, a light that offers such clarity. There is a light that is so bright that Hashem has to hide it. He reserves it. He holds it back. For whom? Rashi there references from Chazal. It's set aside for tzaddikim la'asad lavo. The righteous in the future, they will tap into, they will benefit from, they will access that great light. What does that mean? So Rav Isaac Chaver, in his Pischei Sha'arim, writes, the light that we're talking about is the undeniable presence and role and influence of Hashem in our lives. Right now we live in darkness. Pischei Sha'arim quotes based on Chazal, we stumble through the darkness. Ramchal says that in darkness two things can happen. You cannot see something, then you chip on the chair, or you stub your toe, or you step on the Lego. That never ends well. You cannot see something. Or almost worse, you can miss-see something. You see a chair, but you think it's a person. You see a person, and you think they're a chair. The world, olam doma lechoshech, the world is like a dark place. Because Hashem chooses to hide, because He's hidden from us, because there is room for doubt and uncertainty, that is likened to grasping and living in the dark. Says Rav Isaac Chaver, the light, the Or Chadash that we're longing for, is the clarity and the illumination, the confidence and the knowledge that there's a Hashem, there's a Creator, and that He's involved in our lives, and that He continues to run this world. And that's the Or Ganuz. Hashem wanted us to have bechira. Hashem wants us to have free will. If it'd be undeniable that He exists, our free will would be suspended. And so the prerequisite to free will is that Hashem is not visible. He's not provable. There has to be the ability to deny His existence in order to have free will to do right or wrong. So the Or Gana is that light of His clarity, the light of the absolute knowledge of His existence. It was hidden. The righteous will access it in the world to come. La'asad lavo. But until then, it remains hidden from us until we can tap into it. And that's what we long for. Or chadash atzion ta'ir Hashem. Enough with the darkness and the uncertainty and the doubt. Hashem, enough of the challenges and the suffering and the sacrifice. Show yourself. Reveal yourself. Tomorrow night we're going to celebrate Purim, Megillas Esther, Megala the Nister. Stop hiding. Stop hiding in the shadows. And even though we know you're there, reveal yourself. Let that Or Chadash, let that great light illuminate and to show your presence. V'nizkeh cholanu. We should all merit, not just the righteous and tzaddikim. Mehera la'oro. The Eitz Yosef, we'll just finish up. The Eitz Yosef references, the Gemara tells us, Mashiach can come in one of two ways. Bi'ito, in the designated time, or Achishana, can come accelerated, expedited, if we in fact prove worthy of His coming early. What does it depend on? Our worthiness. Depends on us. So Eitz Yosef says, that's what we're davening for here. Listen carefully. It might change your kavana in this sentence from now on. He says, that's what we're getting at. Or chadash atzion ta'ir. Or chadash, we want the light of Mashiach. We want redemption. V'nizke. But we need to be at the level of zachu. And then kulanu, not only individuals, all of us, mehera. If zachu, achishena. If we merit, then He'll come early, then He'll come quickly. Le'oro, without the chevle Mashiach. So this sentence captures the two ways Mashiach could come and our longing. What we're asking from is, v'nizke, see us and judge us as being zachu, as being worthy, so that mehera, achishana, He'll come early. And we conclude, Baruch Ata Hashem, Yotzer Ma'oros, blessed are you Hashem, who forms Yotzer, the Ma'oros, the radiant lights. Why is it in the plural? Yotzer ha-me'oros, what are the multiple lights we're talking about? Could be the sun, the moon, the stars, but it could be the Or Gashmi and the Or Ruchni. Hashem creates all kind of light, the physical light and the spiritual light. We ask for and we long for both.